time now for Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make your county what we all want it to be.
And back with us on Your County on the Move, TJ Peeler, who's with the county's Stormwater Management Department. Stormwater is something that may not sound too sexy and exciting, but when it rains like it rained here recently, you need to understand how important it is to have a stormwater plan in place, and the citizens can get involved in this.
Yes, exactly. We have two primary programs. There is the Adopt-A-Stream program that is run in partnership between Clemson University and DHEC. We have a kit at our office, and that involves citizen scientists. It sounds a lot more intimidating than it is, but you just go out, you do water sampling, and you report the numbers online on your own time, and Clemson provides all the training for it. It's a single-day training. It's not hard. It's easy. And then the second program we have is a storm drain marking program that involves going around and putting a badge on all of the storm drains, and the badges indicate to other individuals that the water going down the storm drain is not filtered. So unlike our sanitary sewer system, the storm water goes directly into our water sources. So streams, rivers, creeks, lakes, things of that nature. We like to mark all of our storm drains with badges to let individuals know not to dump anything down the storm drain.
So stormwater is a very important issue to every one of us, particularly when you look behind us here at Lake Wylie.
Yes, exactly. And we like to say everything flows downstream as well. So if you put oil in the storm drain in your neighborhood, it could contaminate your entire river. It could lead to the lake, and then it could go downstream.
TJ Peeler, thank you.
Thank you.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.